Mr. Rogers looked into that television camera and said, "I like you just the way you are. The question is, do I like who I am? In other words, am I an original or am I a knockoff?" Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Recently, I took a rare walk through Costco. When I'm in places like that, I love to purposefully meander. So I meandered right over to the book section, and I'm so glad I did. I saw this book, The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers by Maxwell King, and I picked it up and I examined it and I put it in my cart, and that book is impacting my life. It's fantastic. I'm learning so much about Fred Rogers, about those who worked with him, about communication, vision, parenting, about the long road to success, the power of focus, and about the importance of being an original. Listen to this.
As journalist Mary Elizabeth Williams put it on Salon.com in 2012 on what would have been Fred Rogers' 84th birthday, "One of the most radical figures of contemporary history never ran a country or led a battle. He became a legend by wearing a cardigan and taking off his shoes. Rogers was a genius of empathy, fearless enough to be kind." Rogers' former colleague, Elizabeth Siemens, adds, "Fred was quite daring. People think of him as conservative in the little 50s house with the cardigan sweater, but he was completely fearless in his use of the medium and as a teacher. I think he was brilliant, a genius." Musician, band leader, educator, and guest on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Wynton Marsalis, observes, "Fred Rogers was one of a kind, an American original like Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Johnny Cash. There was no one like him." Every original and innovator doesn't have to have psychedelic hair. There's a cliche version of who's an original. It's always somebody making a lot of noise and being disruptive of some status quo. His originality spoke for itself. He was so creative. He spoke very clearly, and he showed a lot of respect for his audience, and he also integrated a lot of material.
I've titled this podcast, "Are You an Original?" And the fact is, as Rogers tried to point out to children when he said, "I like you just the way you are," is that we're all originals. No two fingerprints are the same. No two faces are the same. No two personalities are the same. The psalmist recognized this, and God's teaching us this when he says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them. The days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I could count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I'm still with you." Psalm 139:13-18. Wynton Marsalis was a friend of Fred Rogers, and I love what he said. "Every original innovator doesn't have to have psychedelic hair." That is so good. And yet, how many quote-unquote originals are really nothing more than a pop knockoff or a business knockoff or even a religious figure knockoff? Warren Wiersbe, a guy who's influenced my life, said, "Every preacher is a limited edition of one." And the same is true in leadership. Every leader is a limited edition of one. So learn from everyone. I mean, learn from everyone. But be the original you. That was Fred Rogers. Fred did that by leaning into his gifts. Music. I mean, he wrote the songs and the music for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Fred did that by leaning into his interest. Puppets. He played with them from the time he was a little child. Fred did that by leaning into his context. He grew up in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where he experienced neighborhood and rode a trolley, factors that would play in significantly in his life as the days went on. Fred did that by pursuing his dreams with passion and resolve. His dad wanted him to go into the family business, but Fred Rogers lovingly and respectfully refused. "Dad, I want to go into the ministry. I want to go into television." Fred did that by refusing to release his grip on his values born out of his upbringing and his Christian faith, even though it might cost him. Early on, when a TV station wanted him not to sing "Good Night, God" on the air, he said, "Well, I guess this relationship is going to end." And in the end, the network relented and Fred continued to sing "Good Night, God." I'm learning so much on my walk with Maxwell King, Fred Rogers, and The Good Neighbor, but my aha moment for today, and I hope every day, is this. God made you uniquely you. So learn from everyone, but be an original. Be yourself. That's my thought on my walk. My question is, what will you do with that thought on your walk through life today?